Hey party people, it is September the 9th, 2021, and the time is 8:54 p.m. here in Egypt. How y'all doing? I know, right? Y'all like, nigga, how you doing? I'm doing good. I did have to cry my thug tears in the last episode. I got carried away, but I keep trying to tell people I'm on the spectrum. I'm special. And there are certain things that affect me in from a cellular level that I'm still trying to get a grip on. And being in that room with all of those sarcophaguses and all of those dug up caskets did something to me. And I didn't realize it until I got home and was trying to process it and literally got exhausted. Like, literally had to like lay down and shut it down. And that has happened more than once. I had my palm read once, and the lady told me, she was like, stop going to funerals. She said, go to a wake, because they are less, they don't have the weight of a funeral. And I listened to her, because when she told me that, she was right. Like, I really don't dig funerals. I've never really dug funerals. I know I'm attracted to death in a certain way, but not that way. So being in that room triggered me. Triggered me. So, and I think all I was trying to express was, you know, we need to create rituals around not only bringing people into the world, but releasing them back into the universe that feel good, that are not all about sitting in a huge room, letting people talk for 1 minute. And halftime, people don't even honor that. They be like, fuck that, I'm finna get up here and talk for 5 minutes because that was my friend. We just need to reorganize how we release people back into the universe. So I'm good. I'm better. School starts. That was my wake-up call, and I struggled. I've been struggling because I'm trying to like shake that off and take on new responsibilities that are being delegated so that we can get these kids back in the school on Sunday. Today was a struggle day for me, but I made it through by telling my boss what I'm gonna do is start over tomorrow. I was like, dude, I'm finna turn this computer off and start over tomorrow, because I was trying to post. We had to schedule hybrid meetings. Just go ahead and put them all up. Even though right now we don't have any kids scheduled for hybrid, we had to set up the meetings. And I set up one meeting, then I tried to set up the other one. But anyway, I forgot to push some button, and it went down here from there. And I was calling my boss, you know, and he was like, why don't we just do this on Saturday? And I was like, no, I have got to figure this out. This is why I'm here. I'm a procrastinator, and I don't want to procrastinate any longer. So he was like, all right, I'll see you on Saturday. We'll just go over what you did. And then got off the phone, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to bed. So I'm going to get up in the morning and start fresh, because here, literally y'all around 9:30, 10 o'clock, internet started getting real janky in this building. I really believe they be like, we finna turn it off. I don't know what's going on in the atmosphere. I don't know what the stars are doing. I don't know if the pyramids get stronger at night, but the internet sucks at like after midnight here. And it starts to slow down as the night falls. So it was to my benefit to do that. So yeah, we getting ready to, school is getting ready to start, and so this is my last podcast until I get a grip on the schedule. I'll say this again, I will be moving from classroom to classroom, and I'm also doing interventions. So starting Sunday, like, yeah, I don't even know, like, I want to try to like predict how things are gonna go, but a part of me is like, don't do that. Don't, just keep yourself open, stay flexible, breathe, and don't be resistant. So if I start imagining what's going to happen, I'm creating, even though I'm creating like this idea of success, I'm also creating resistance because I'm not allowing certain unexpected things to exist. So we'll see. Hopefully it'll get funny though. Hopefully it'll get better. I'd rather laugh than cry, to be honest with y'all. And I'm too far from home to be crying. I cried my thug tears for the ancestors the other day, and right now that's all I can offer to the universe. Today was a good day. Shari and I got a lot accomplished, and we ended up taking a break to go get some candy. Ran into Jinx. Shari and I went into the store to get what we needed. She came out first. I came out second. When I came out, Jinx was rubbing a stray cat with both of his hands. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I let go. I was just like, you know what? Y'all do you. This is what y'all do. Because ain't nobody got no hand sanitizer. And you got your hands on these stray cats. So I was like, okay, whatever. I didn't judge it, but I did. And let me say this. I don't know. Black people are special, y'all. We special. Because I'm blackity black right now. Like, I don't even be realizing how black I am. But when you walk out and you see somebody stroking a stray cat, it's something like, anyway, I'll talk about it later. Because I was about to bring up slavery and that whole, like, how we had to take care of, anyway. Yeah, that's what I saw today. The good news is we started talking about getting our bank accounts set up. Now, they called us in, I think, like Tuesday and was like, hey, we got an email saying, hey, come get your bank account set up. So we go over there, get in the office, and they like, oh, we not ready. So they sent us home. Come back tomorrow. So we go back the next day. Hey, come get your bank account. Get in there. Ah, we not ready. Come back. No, come back later. So this morning, Shari was in a online training. So I was like, let me go over here and see if I can get my bank account set up. I walk into the office. I'm offered a seat. Somebody goes over to a file cabinet. Somebody goes over to a computer. Some words are said. And I am told, Sunday or Monday, we'll call you. But at least the process has started. See, that's how open I am. Because I'm too far away from home to be like, what the fuck is going on? And I wouldn't really do that anyway, because I understand life is happening. Even though, you know, I'm in a place where you want people to, you know, do what they say they're going to do when they say they're going to do it. Life is happening. Like, real life is happening. And I get that. So I'm a little anxious, but the longer I'm away from my money, the longer I can't spend it, right? So I'm good, and I got what I need. I got the basics. So before I leave you, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you a list of the things that I miss. I know I've been saying I ain't missing much, but I'm in this thing now. I'm four weeks in. I have been in Egypt for 4 weeks. And it's not even October. I'm going to be batshit crazy by the time I come back to Texas. I want y'all to know that. I'm going to be batshit crazy because I'm already like, ooh, I'm missing an ear. Anyway, so I miss popsicles. I haven't seen a popsicle. As hot as it is here, people eating ice cream, smoothies. I haven't seen a popsicle. And there's no guarantee that I would eat the popsicle, even if I saw it. But I miss popsicles. I didn't even buy popsicles when I was living in Dallas. But I miss the sight of them. Dreamsicles, bomb pops. I miss popsicles. I miss the ability to go somewhere and pamper myself. I miss massages. Keva Mack. Keva Mack. Y'all should go to Keva Mack in Arlington. She's awesome. Butterfly is awesome too. Butterfly the healer. I don't know if she's putting her hands on people anymore due to COVID, but Keva Mack, real deal Holyfield. She will put them gloves on and massage you, and you can't tell the difference. So I do miss getting a massage, and I am going to be like the Tin Man when I get back, because I'm already like teeny, teeny. Baby, I'm so stressed. And it's not the bad stress. Y'all know there's good stress. It's the stress from being in a new environment and being so excited that you just, your shoulders are always up by your ears, you know? You're fighting 9-year-olds. You're trying to cross the street. So I miss massages. I miss Keist Park. Or I miss being able to just go out in my front yard and practice my handstands. And I'm overdue. My whole body's like, girl, when we gonna do another handstand? When we gonna practice doing the handstand? Because I've been doing them in the apartment, but there's a whole process that I go through that just kind of is an exercise routine that allows me to do flips and cartwheels and, you know, change my perspective at the drop of a dime if I want to. And I don't have the freedom to do that anymore. You just never know who's watching you or why they're watching you or when they're watching you. So, and I haven't found anybody yet. Well, let me say this. Shari did say, let's do some yoga tonight. And then I was like, Shari, you would wait till tonight when I got 800 things to do to try to do some yoga. And then she was like, yeah, I'm just trying to procrastinate too because I got a lot of shit to do too. And I said, see, go in there and get your shit done. And don't be asking me about no yoga tonight. We'll do it tomorrow. So I do. I miss that. I miss my hands in the grass. I miss my feet in the grass. Now, we got grass over here, but it's just, I have to think about the men folk. And then a lot of women here be like, don't think about the men folk. Just get out there. And I'm like, it just feels weird. Until it doesn't feel weird, I'm not doing it. Like, I trust my body when it says something feels weird. So, number 4, I miss black folk. I miss y'all's black asses. Ooh, I miss y'all's black asses. I miss seeing braids that are blue. I miss long fingernails. I miss Anita Baker songs. I know I could, like, play some Anita Baker on my, you know, on my streaming service, but I just miss, like, where I lived in over in Marcellus Park off of Ann Arbor. I miss music bumping. People used to bump music on my street all the time. I miss the smell of barbecue, just random smells of barbecue. I miss speaking to my neighbors. You know, being able to go outside and wave at people without them thinking you ready to marry them. I'm gonna be batshit crazy when I get back. Number 5, I miss broccoli. Yes, broccoli. Raw, chewable broccoli. I ain't seen not one florette of broccoli since I've been here. And somebody was like, well, it's not in season. It's a whole bunch of shit ain't in season in Egypt. So I miss broccoli. And it would be so great. It would be so, I mean, like, broccoli is like mushrooms. Like, it's one of them things that you can cook something random and cut that up in it and put it in there and it just makes it better. I miss fresh water to wash my hair in. The water here is heavily chlorinated. Heavily, heavily. Yeah, and I need to get a filter for my shower before I can really start washing my hair. And I need a bank account to do that. So, soon, hair, soon, we will be washing you. I took the braids out, though, and I did wash my hair, and it's up in it's up in my little two braided situation. But the water here is hard. So it's not hard, it's chlorinated, which makes it hard. So I miss that. I miss just being able to get in the shower and wash my hair if I want to. I miss the internet being available after 9:30. Around 9:30, the internet starts acting real ignorant, and you start having to like go from one Wi-Fi service to the next. Depending on who in the building will let you ride their Wi-Fi. We have Wi-Fi right here in our room. We signed up for it. We got free Wi-Fi, but you know, you get what you pay for. So after a certain time, you just go to bed, get you a book. I miss the sense of privacy. I realize that when you live somewhere that's heavily occupied with control, that the people begin to be occupiers of their own levels of control. So everybody's looking at everybody here. Everybody's looking at everybody. Like, you'll look up and you'll catch somebody looking at you, and they'll look off like they weren't looking at you, but you know they were looking at you. And people are curious. They ask you questions. Like, questions that you'd be like, what? You know, who was that? Why did you call her? When did you go there? How have you been? You just be like, where are all these questions coming from? So I do. I miss a sense of privacy, but I'm okay with it. I'm okay with being transparent. I'm okay with being authentically myself. So it's not bad, but it's not good either. You know, probably why I lock my door at night in my bedroom. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if somebody can hear me right now. Like, I would not be surprised if some kind of little drone recorder in my room. I miss procrastinating. Now when I procrastinate, I'm hyper aware of it. And instead of like pushing through the procrastination, I stop and try not to procrastinate. So I'm very aware now that I can't procrastinate anymore. So much so that I pulled out my novel today and started working on it. It was like, do something. Like, until you get your next directive, do something. So now I'm working all the time, every time, doing something, just staying productive. And I am not, my hands are not idle at all. There is no devil's workshop happening in this space. So I miss procrastination. I miss being able to procrastinate without guilt. Women running things. You can tell when a bunch of men have sat around and made a decision by the outcome. And there's a lot of things that I'm going, they should have had a woman involved in it. I know ain't no woman did this. I know ain't no woman been a part of this. So there are systems that you'll see happen, like the freeway. You know, people just driving any old kind of way. If y'all had some women on that board, we'd have lines. We'd have stoplights. We'd have order. We would. But no, we in the man. This is a man's world. It's a man's world. Egypt is a man's world. And it is what it is. It's a lot of places like this, though. It's a lot of places like this. I can honestly say I'm glad the States does its best to be equal. And that's probably because, you know, you get some grits poured on you in America. In America, you get some gasoline poured on you while you in your bed sleep. We will not be denied as women in America. So, yeah, I just miss the matriarchal presence of power. It's in, you know, now don't get me wrong, it's some very, I ain't finna take your shit women in Egypt, but it's not enough of them, period. It's not enough of them. The men still really, really, really do run things here. All right, next up, real mustard. I bought some mustard the other day, and what does it look like? It looks like acrylic paint. Maybe not even acrylic paint. Whatever it is, I don't think it's real mustard. Either that or somebody ain't eating real mustard. Either they ain't got real mustard in Egypt or we ain't doing real mustard in America. But I was going to make me some tuna fish because I saw some eggs. I saw some onion. I saw what appeared to be tuna fish. And I saw mustard and mayonnaise, real mayonnaise. The tuna fish looks like mackerel. The tuna fish looks like mackerel. The mustard doesn't have that thick, it doesn't have the thickness or the yellowness. The container that it comes in is more yellow than the actual mustard. Now, I could have bought some cheap mustard, but I didn't see no French's. I didn't see nothing that identified with the mustard that I buy in the States. So I bought this little thing of mustard, just enough to make me some tuna fish. I don't know what that is in that refrigerator that I made. I wasted 2 eggs, though. I know that much. 2 good boiled eggs. So I miss real mustard. I miss the value of a dollar. I really wish Egyptian money carried more weight. It carries a lot of weight here. Like, you damn near have... Like, it's like I still haven't been able to really process how I can buy a shirt and that shirt is $240, but in American dollars that shirt might be $28. So we'll see when I get my first check. I think that's going to make things clear for me. I think that's going to make it really clear for me. So I still haven't like processed that, but I don't mind spending it, because if I need to pay. So I did do this. I bought 4 tangerines and they were like $70 of Egyptian money. But $70 of Egyptian money is like $20-something in American money, which still is baffling to me, because nowhere in Dallas, Texas are you paying $28 for 4 tangerines. Like, nowhere. So that's where I get confused. But then that's where the hustle comes in. Because I told y'all, if you don't know the language here, you will end up paying more than you. And they don't give you your change either around here. They don't give you your change. If they're supposed to give you 28 cents, what's 28 cents? You got to know the money. You got to know the currency. So I miss the value of a dollar. Because I know what's expensive. And I know what's cheap. And the cheap here feels expensive. I miss the skating rink. I miss being able to go skating. I miss being able to turn around and skate backwards. I miss the freedom. There's a lot of freedom involved when you go roller skating, especially if you know how to skate. If you don't know how to skate, this conversation is not for you. But I skate. That's something that will occupy me for hours if allowed. So I miss being able to just get up on a Sunday night and go roller skating if I want to. So that's it. That's what I missed so far. The list gonna be a little bit different come October. But that's it. That's where I am. I'm about to go take a shower and finish the little chapter I'm reading for The Man Who Lived Underground. I'm progressing. I'm getting better. I'm coming up out of that hole I was in, being with those caskets. I will not be doing that again. I got to be careful. I got to be careful. Because nobody realizes it. It's really weird. Like, nobody realizes it but me. And when that's the case, you got to really take care of yourself. Because I realize, y'all, I got personality. I got a little bit of character. I got a little bit of charm. I can stand in front of people and hold my own. But at the end of the day, I dare not call myself sentient. I dare not. I dare not say that I'm a indigo child. I don't think that's what this is. But when I get heavy, it's just heavy. It could be a Scorpio thing. I don't know. And you know what? I realized today, I may not, all this time I've been claiming to be a Scorpio, but in some regions, the 21st is the first day of Sagittarius. So I don't even know, like, the cusp. I'm just on the cusp. So I'm always trending right on the line. So, Scorpio, Sagittarius, you know, I was a talker when I was little, so maybe I am a Sag. I don't know. We're going to figure it out. Y'all tell me, is it the 20th or the 21st? Because my birthday is the 21st. So, does that make me a Scorpio or a Sagittarius, or does that make me a Scorsagian? See how I did that? See what I did there? All right, well, I know that a lot is going on. We just lost a major actor, beautiful spirit. As we move forward, once again, I want to let y'all know that life is happening. And check yourself. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Because the hustle is changing. And what you was after before COVID may not be what you need to be after now. Some of y'all are trying to push through this thing. And you might want to sit down and just take tea in for just a second and regroup. Regroup. All right, that's it. That's all I got to say. I miss y'all, but I don't. It's real. Thank y'all for being on this journey with me. I'm really glad that I can inspire some of y'all to start thinking about the motherland in a different way, because you do need to try to make this journey before you go anywhere else. I will say that. Oh, and I do want to say, I think what I was trying to get out in my last episode really is that we don't need to do nothing but be black and die and live. But in my spirit, I was trying to say there could be better ways to ritualize how we allow people to transition from the physical world into the non-physical world. And to create rituals for how we bring people into the world, how babies are born into the world. We just kind of get, you know, excited. I love the fact that people show up at the hospital and we do reveal parties and all of that. But, you know, the spiritual nature of it, in terms of realizing that you're welcoming an ancestor back into the world, as well as we, you know, when we say goodbye, we are ushering ancestors back into the spirit world. So I'm down with the parties. I'm down with the street scene that the people in Louisiana do, the whole, you know, the excitement for the life a person has lived in the physical realm, but being really gloriously excited they get to return from which they came. You know, it's from the sand that we come, it's from the sand that we return. So anyway, I think that's what I was trying to say, but I got overwhelmed and it was just so much on me. So I want to thank y'all for being patient with me and listening to the podcast. I really appreciate it. We are at over 1,000 listens. Within 4 weeks, I reached over 1,000 listens. And it's only getting better. I want to thank those of you who have subscribed. Shout out to Keetaway and Levi Says. Y'all should go to Levi Says to get you some shirts about reading. Please do that. And it's Levi, L-E-V-I, Says. I'm going to check that and make sure I correct it in the next episode. Monica Jordan, you officially in the top five. You go so hard in the paint, but I love it, and I'm so here for it. I'm so here for it. So thank you very, 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 very much. I want to send a belated birthday shout out to Tamika Bradley. I tried to call you, but you're nowhere in the atmosphere. So happy belated birthday, homie. Also, to my cousin Sonia, shout out. I'm here praying for Henry, just keeping him lifted up. And that's really about it for this episode. Oh, y'all also make sure y'all order Vicky Meek's book, The Artist, Vicky Meek. Get that book. Get that book. Get some art into your life. Go to a museum. Go do something special for yourself. Quit ordering all of this generic ass art. It's real artists out there doing real art, but you got to get out in the world to go see it. Quit ordering shit offline that don't have an actual artist name signed on it. It's problematic. Stay out of home goods. Anyway, that's my opinion. You don't have to listen to me. Be good, be good, be good. Be God. Peace.